Four teams are battling for a spot in the National Basketball Association's championship series. The Boston Celtics and the New Jersey Nets are tied at two games apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals. In the West, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Sacramento Kings play Game 5 of a seven-game series tonight in Sacramento. They're also tied at two games apiece. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports that fans in Sacramento are going wild.
Beat LA. It's become a mantra here in Sacramento since Kings fans found out that their team would be playing in the Western Conference Finals against the two-time defending NBA champs, the Los Angeles Lakers. Wearing Beat LA t-shirts and buttons, dozens of Kings fans packed into a local sports bar this past weekend to watch their team playing in Southern California on big-screen TVs. Sacramento fan Elza Edmonds says he's thrilled to see the Kings make it this far in the playoffs.
It's probably the most exciting thing is, you know, it's happened for us here in Sacramento. You know, I followed sports all my life, and this is the biggest thing in Sacramento.
Since moving to Sacramento more than 15 years ago, the Kings have never been this close to the NBA Finals. In fact, for years, the team ranked among the worst in the league, which might explain why dedicated Sacramento fans are so enthused now.
We're going to try and get you through the door as fast as we can so that we can get as many people tickets as possible.
Security guards tried to keep the peace yesterday morning as hundreds of Kings fans stood in line outside the team's Arco Arena, hoping to get their hands on tickets to tonight's game. Decked out in team colors, purple and black, Sharon Bradford was hard to miss, especially with her purple metallic wig sparkling in the morning sunlight.
We're on the verge of this dream come true. I mean, you know, even if it stopped today, it would be just so much better than it's ever been. And we're just soaking it all up. We just can't get enough of it. So it's great.
Susan Reed from the Southern California city of Rancho Cucamonga was one of only a few LA Lakers fans waiting to buy tickets. She says the mood in Sacramento is very different from Los Angeles.
I think it's pretty exciting. You know, it's a lot more exciting up here than it is down in LA. So it's just really mild down there. There's no real excitement because we've had it twice. So what's another deal? Up here, it's their first time, and I don't blame them for being really excited.
One trademark of excitement at a Sacramento Kings game is the sound of cowbells ringing. Mocking Sacramento's agricultural roots, Los Angeles Lakers coach Phil Jackson once called Sacramento a cow town. Ever since, Kings fans have been bringing the bells to games in hopes of distracting their opponents with the clatter. Greg Savalin works at Western Feed and Pet Food in Sacramento, one of the few places in town where people can buy cowbells.
It's kind of a novelty thing because we don't really sell them for cows. But it's been a steady stream once people found out we have them. Then right around game time, I mean last week, right before the game, people were stopping in here like it was McDonald's.
And come later this afternoon, Savalin expects more fans to drop by looking to buy bells. Many Kings fans say that if their team makes it to the NBA Finals, it will be more than just a basketball victory. They're hoping the Kings will put Sacramento on the map and prove once and for all that their city isn't a cow town. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.